Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Since the last time Chad was here, he dropped an album, and the album is called
A White Guy Named Chad.
All right.
And it went to number 5 in the country.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, I got a number 5 album.
Now, you were pimping that everywhere, and we tweeted it for you, too. And congratulations, by the way.
So appreciate
people
it.
People had to download. We downloaded it. We shouldn't listen to it. You said that earlier about our show.
I know.
So, number 5 in the country. Cool, man.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I was getting emails from people. I was like, oh, this is cool. I felt successful for once.
Yeah. A lot of them know, what does that translate to money-wise?
I'm talking big bucks.
Yeah?
I'm talking...
All right.
Like,
feel free to lie.
Sense on top of sense.
He even offered to take me out to breakfast.
So
the money.
I don't know. He's got some food in front of him now. Omaha Tap House.
And was it in Rolling Stone? I was reading about the Spotify. And where's some song? I forget. Taylor Swift. Somebody. Some big artist got... it might have been Mariah Carey.
All right.
Yeah, the Christmas song. Got downloaded like 11 million times.
What'd she get for that?
$90,000.
For 11 million times?
Yes.
Now, she made her money the first time that song was big.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
But it's just, it's like 0.00 well, something cents.
That's why rock artists tour. That's why people tour.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's how you make your money, man.
Something's going to happen with that. There's, yeah. It's going to come back around with that streaming service because
right.
it's they're like basically, they have a ski mask and a gun and they're taking money from us.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. It's ridiculous. We used to buy comedy albums. I used to buy comedy albums and I'm dating myself, but I used to go out and get Carlin albums, get Cheech and Chong albums. I bought those things.
Yeah.
And you're right. Now these guys, you do your hard ass work and download, here's 40 cents, yeah. Whatever.
Well, people don't even own music anymore.
Yeah.
People don't go out and buy albums. People don't download
albums.
I never
was making any money selling albums. They're touring now.
Yeah.
But don't you remember buying an album and like looking forward to looking at the artwork and
everything.
Like, reading the magazines and reading the lyrics?
Yeah.
That was the best.
It is. Kids don't have that.
They don't understand it.
They were never exposed to it either. A white boy named Chad. Available where?
Get it on iTunes. You can get it on Amazon. Anywhere you get music. You could stream it if you want. That's fine.
Yep.
Just listen to it and share it. You know what
Chad
I've been
Schumacher,
doing?
He's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
But come and see him live.
Yeah.
Would you?
FunnyBoneOmaha.com starting tonight. Yeah.
No, he starts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tonight I have Cindy Kaza. I have the psychic medium out of Nashville.
Oh.
Tonight I have my psychic medium
show. Okay, so that's the big MILF show, right?
Yeah,
a lot of wine tonight.
It's awesome. A lot of wine and Kleenex.
They tell them, she tells them, I see your dead grandmother in the room. Yeah.
No.
And they buy it.
Oh, people love it.
Yeah. Okay, they love it. Excuse me.
They love it.
I was thinking
they are brilliant how they do that. I don't know how they do that. I know they don't see anything.
She's like Long Island medium.
Oh, she is?
She's been coming for years.
Yeah, I know the women kick ass. So tomorrow night you're at the Bone.
There's an art to that.
Oh, there's something how they do it. I know that it's a trick, but it's pretty good.
When you said Kleenex, my mind went somewhere else.
Yeah, of course it did.
You bring Kleenex to Zumach's show.
Really?
If you're in the front row.
Or provide a sock.
He's the Gallagher of Kleenex. Oh, he's about to spew.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Andy Kaufman.
Ah.
Lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life. It doesn't happen that often, Craig, so shut up. Craig's been smoke-free since he beat cancer years ago, and he's always looking for good news about smoking. There is none.
I was looking for good news about smoking before that.
Yeah.
I kind of quit looking for it since I don't care
I don't know
anymore.
If Andy Kaufman was around secondhand smoker, either that. It might have just been something he got.
I have no idea.
Well, you know, he was in the comedy clubs during those days when they smoked.
That's true, too.
So that could have been that.
Yeah.
No, we just look for good news about smoking because it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Because we know there's nothing good about smoking. There's so nothing. It's a challenge to try and find somebody to dig
well,
up.
Well, there was that little article sure. at Live Science.
Stop that. Dr. Mina's going to rip your head off.
Oh, I know.
I know. She hates it.
She hates it.
Because she's right.
And no, but these are scientists that do this as well.
Some people look cool smoking, like Bruce Willis. He looks awesome when he smokes. Yeah. I was like, that guy rules.
Yeah.
Don Johnson? That guy could smoke a cigarette.
I noticed I started watching the first True Detective, and the 1980s, the year when this murder takes place, like all these detective shows, and everybody in that is just smoking. Yep. And I'm 80, you know, I know that year.
And you could spot the actors who have actually smoked before, and then maybe they quit.
Yeah. In the old days, they all smoked.
Right, so, and someone who's never smoked. Yeah. They just look like a rookie.
Ray Liotta was the best. He does commercials now for stopping smoking.
Exactly, yeah. He did smoke pretty good, yeah.
Oh, he was great.
And everybody on Mad Men.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know. Everybody. They had to film that whole series. There had to be guys on that show that just smoked, had to quit. They smoked for the show and started picking it up. Yeah.
I wish I remembered who it was. One of the comedians that we know tweeted out that he would really love to see the outtakes, the stuff they didn't use on Ray Liotta's Shantix commercial.
Right. Oh, I know.
Yeah, somebody did a good mockery of
that.
Yeah. Oh, it's Kyle Dunnigan.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Very, very funny. I'll show in a break. It's a funny video.
There's also one where it's mixed in with his Goodfellas character. Have you seen that one, the edited one?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they do a little mashup. A
mashup between his commercial and his Goodfellas character. Karen.
Ginger Beer Belly is one of the 383 Deadpool players and had a hit with Carol Channing.
Todd drinks a lot of ginger beer with his Moscow Mules.
As did Ginsburg's G-Spot.
Oh.
Girth Brooks. Give Me an Asian Tune-Up gets a hit, as does God Hates Figs.
We don't get that one.
Okay, you remember the Westboro Baptist Church and their signs, God Hates
Bag. Oh, that was it.
No. Yeah. This is God Hates Figs.
Yeah, got it.
Sorry. See, it's a little play there.
I forgot.
Even on Hayton.
Even in Newton form?
Yeah. Nope.
Because that's my favorite. Yeah.
Grab Me by the Orange Sock. Graham House 97, Grandma's G-Spot, Grandma's Hard Candy gets a hit. I'm pretty sure I can't read that one. It has to do with Grandpa and a hickey.
Grandpas give hickeys.
This might be. I don't know if this is getting one or giving one.
All right.
Did you skip over a Green Bay fan thing?
No.
Because I got a note from a guy. It says, let him know I'm a Green Bay fan and I'm not making fun of them with my Deadpool name.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to read. I'll tell you during the break, then we can talk about whether or not it should be said. Half gallon of Go F Yourself gets a hit, as does Hat Meat Puppet and Hat Secret Squaw and Holy Low Blood Count, Batman. Hat on, jacket off, herpes free since 03. Hey, Tyler, call me daddy gets a hit, as does Hippie Chick and Holy Fook.
Holy Fook. Yeah. Congratulations, you had Carol Channing. We're still in the midst of that. We'll probably finish up tomorrow, maybe, right?
Yeah, we're in the H's. We've got to go. We got to finish the P's.
It'll be sad when Betty White checks out.
I know.
We got 8 letters to go. How many have Betty White?
No, the most is Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
Over 800 have Kirk Douglas.
More than Artie Lang?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Artie's
we've
only ever called the show once or twice back in the day, so you can use Artie since he's not really a personal friend, but he looks bad.
Yeah. Betty is currently 6th.
That picture of him in court, man.
Because I think she just turned 97.
Yeah, she did.
Actually, Artie would phone the show once every 6 times that we schedule him.
Yeah, that's true.
That sounds about right.
That was about his batting average.
Yeah. Yeah, we had him booked here recently.
Yeah.
And then I get the call, we can't find him.
We can't find Artie because his nose fell in.
Yeah.
He said he was going to do my podcast 13 times. He's never done it.
He hasn't done it. So he's 0 for 13.
Yeah, 0 for 13.
Not 1 for 13.
But he's agreed to it. 13.
Okay.
It is amazing he's alive.
But he said, I'll do it.
He's agreed to it 13 times.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
It's sad.
I think he's a pretty talented guy.
Well, he's one of the reasons why he was like my favorite comic because I was such a Stern fan growing up.
In Cleveland, right?
They were on your old station, 98.5 NCX.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can no longer post videos depicting dangerous challenges and pranks on the YouTube. The company created the ban in response to harmful or distressing viral challenges like the Bird Box Challenge.
How about the, they're still going to show the guys with skateboards racking their nuts, because I like that.
Well, this is dangerous challenges or pranks.
Challenges,
and those people
are just showing aren't
necessarily pranking or challenging.
Right, yeah, they're just doing it, right.
But I guess no more cinnamon challenge.
All snorting that?
Well, just putting a spoonful in your mouth.
Oh, that's right.
You try to eat the spoonful.
And if you want to see the
what happens to you then? I forget.
Here's the thing. You can't do
it.
You end up.
You can't do it. You can't drink a gallon of milk without puking. Got it. Right.
Right. The cinnamon, it makes you sneeze and cough, and you can't do it because the cinnamon itself is very, very, very small, and you end up breathing it before you can
got it
swallow it.
Yeah, it's same thing with the you can't drink a gallon of milk because you know,
within a half hour
your stomach only has so much capacity or can only process it so quickly. And then
anything dangerous? So the Bird Box driving is very dangerous.
That's one of the things they're talking
Colin,
about.
Colin, you watched this.
Well, Bird Box,
Bird Box yet?
No, I have not.
I haven't watched it.
I watched it.
Is it good?
It's a piece of crap.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Stupid.
I heard there's a lot of hype around it. I've heard both sides, but I heard guys saying it's kind of not that good.
It's so ridiculous, the whole movie.
Okay.
At one point, the reason why they had to have blindfolds on, because if you take it off, you see the alien, and you go crazy and kill yourself.
Got it.
So at one point, Sandra Bullock's taking her two children down a river.
I know. I see the preview.
Blindfolded.
Right?
Yeah, it's just so dumb. I don't know what the hype is. I don't know why everyone's doing this. It's unbelievable to me that people are actually blindfolding.
I think they should be watching True Detective.
Yeah, that's excellent so far. Yeah,
that just has come back.
Yeah.
And yeah, I couldn't watch it because I need to see something happy.
I'm with you on that. But that's the thing about. That's what took me a week to even push True Detective on. But the acting is so great,
incredible.
I'll get engaged in the story. But you're right. When I turn the TV on anymore, with the way the world's going, I want to see something that makes me smile.
Me laugh.
That's why you go to the Funny Bone and see Chad and Ivan Decker this weekend. Tomorrow night.
And Dusty Still.
But everything's like post-apocalypse, the world's ending. It's like, all right. Enough.
I know.
Yeah, and if you want Nut Rack TV.
I don't mind Nut Rack TV. That's funny.
Is Tosh.0 still on?
Yeah, I think he is.
That's another
ridiculous.
I haven't watched that in years, so Tosh.
Nor have I.
At least I'm hoping for him.
Yeah, I don't. I just get tired of seeing people get injured. Yeah, that's all it is.
Except for skateboard Nut Racks. I like that.
And if you want to see that live, I've got Steve O coming in March.
Oh, there you go.
That's a great segue.
Yeah, Steve's great.
All right.
It is a great
way to go.
Steve O's coming back. Cool.
Yeah, but you're on vacation.
Oh,
so
we are?
He was coming in early to do your show.
Oh, don't yell at me about vacation.
I won't. Have fun.
But I like Steve O.
I'm jealous.
Sorry, going to miss him.
You know who missed you guys? Joe Coy was very
I
sad
know.
To miss
I tweeted
you.
It out that we missed him, too.
He missed you big time.
We're never on vacation when Chad's in town, though.
No.
Zumach,
he times it.
I actually called the station. I go, what's Todd and Tyler's schedule?
Good then thinking.
Then I hit up Colleen.
Yeah, because we do the same.
So, Tyler, a few days ago, you mentioned how on Family Guy, on the actual episode, they mentioned how they were going to be slowing down on the gay jokes.
Puss mentioned that. I hadn't seen the actual clip.
Oh.
What was the clip?
It was a fight scene between Trump and Peter.
Yeah,
and it starts with them talking, and he accuses Peter of saying that people learned all their favorite racist and homophobic jokes and everything from your show.
Got it.
He says, "Well, we're trying to slow down on the gay joke thing."
That was it.
And a couple of their executive producers told TV Line that they're going to start phasing out gay jokes because they know some of the ones they used on the show in the early 2000s are now unacceptable.
Like, hey there, Fruity?
They said the climate views.
But they also threw that on. The way Family Guy's always done it, though, is that they've always thrown it on people that it's not good. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I
or they'll pile on everybody at once.
It's a weird situation with comedy. I think comedy should be a sacred place on stage, especially you guys. You should be able to say what you want to on a comedy stage. I think that's true. I think I know you've been tweeting that out recently. And if you don't like what the comedy guy says when you're on at the paid club to see him, that's on you. You can leave.
Yeah, you can.
And I understand what Seth MacFarlane's trying to do, because the show can be funny without hardcore gay jokes. I get it. It's always funny.
Well, he says the climate's different and the views are different.
But I also think
but they want the show to evolve.
As long as you're not homophobic.
And we like, kind of do this from time to time, yeah, too. But most of the time that I saw Family Guy, you know, make any kind of a gay joke,
they make fun of the people.
They were mocking homophobes.
Right.
They weren't picking on gay people.
But he said early on that might have been a little harsher at the time.
Yeah.
But once again, I think on stage, as long as you're not being hateful towards a group of people and just having fun as we all
exactly
can have fun, because every ethnic group, every group has their quirks.
Yeah.
You know? And without using racial language, we can celebrate people's quirks. You're a white boy named Chad because you're pretty white.
Yeah. And I think we can agree Chad is a douchebag name.
We can agree. I got no problem with that.
But if you want to assume
Chad and Todd.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Chad
Todd's
and Todd.
Todd's a douchebag name, too.
Yeah.
You meet Todd or a Chad, you immediately want to ask, how was soccer practice?
Especially Chad. Chad, so did you ever bitch your parents? Yeah. You didn't realize Chad was a bad... It's not a bad name, but there's a lot of them out there. But you do think of soccer practice.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
a great line.
You know why my name's Chad?
Why?
Because my mom wanted to name me Elvis. She was obsessed with Elvis Presley.
And so, Dad said no?
They said no. So the compromise was Chad, because Chad played a character in a movie called Blue Hawaii.
I remember that.
Oh. His name was Chad.
Yeah. Right, it was.
You are kind of named after Elvis in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Elvis' character name in Blue Hawaii, his name is Chad, right?
Yeah.
So why... I like the name Elvis. I think it works.
I don't know.
Elvis Zumok?
Yeah. You raise a kid named Elvis Zumok, you're raising a school shooter.
No.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're going to get picked on.
So his initials would have been EZ, and they would have been calling him Easy.
Yeah, I forgot about the Zumok
That's
part.
That's pretty close to, who's the guy that played for the University of Michigan, and he was in the NFL for a while?
Gerbach. Elvis Gerbach.
Elvis Gerbach.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, yeah, once again, you get past the name if you're a famous quarterback.
Sure.
But he was a 10-year-old kid, you're Elvis Zumok.
But he wasn't a superstar.
No, he wasn't, but he played the game. So it went. Yeah, that's why you're Chad.
That's my existence. A crappy Elvis movie.
Todd anymore is. In fact, I saw it on Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns.
What's that? Who was
the Todd that was the coach for the Cleveland Browns?
Haley.
Todd Haley.
Yeah. And they were all piling on him. All the brothers were piling on him. What kind of old guy name is that? Todd. And they're
well, that thing's been around for years.
I know.
You know.
but they were
Todd
really,
does know that.
Really piling on.
Yeah. Todd, what were you named after? Like, what's the existence of Todd?
I think it was my mom vetoing a previous name.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the first name?
Oh.
Because I think I was supposed to be Brian. I'm glad I wasn't.
I forget the long form version of it, my nickname, but it would have been shortened to Lat. Because there was some Western character on TV that Dad really liked.
Yeah, Lattimore.
Lattimore?
Yeah, it had to be Lattimore.
Something
sure,
like
Lattimore.
That.
Yeah, Lattimore Brandt would have been great.
Wow.
The Lat and Tyler show.
Latin Brian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That might be Latin Brian.
How about your first name, Puss? Besides, how'd they pick Puss?
Yeah. Todd? How'd you pick Puss?
As an homage to the Sopranos character, Big Pussy.
Okay, no, your actual real name is Luke.
I don't know. I don't know what the other option was.
Craig, were you anything else but Craig?
I have
no, you were
idea.
Adopted, so you were just.
I could have been anything.
Your name was just written on your chest when they laid you in front of the church.
Yes.
Right? All right.
Yeah. Gospel was an important.
Colleen, was your name different?
One of the Gospels.
No.
Were you always Colleen?
No.
What was your
dad wanted to name me Frida.
Oh.
He thought Frida Schwartz Quinn would be a funny name.
He's right.
Frida Schwartz Quinn. He thought that. I don't know where he got that. And then I think before I was born, a couple of years before that, there was a Miss Universe whose name was Colleen. So that's how I ended up with
that. Okay, got it. All right. Better than Chad from Blue Hawaii, right?
Yeah. Really. But Frida would have been.
They didn't even compromise to give you the middle name Elvis.
I think she fought for it.
Yeah.
My mom was so dead set on it.
Yeah.
But, Chad, it's.
It is what it is.
It
man.
Is what it,
it
is.
It is what it is. It could be this one.
Hi, I'm Todd.
That's a complete wasted guy on Dr. Phil, and he's just gone. And he said this, and we use this a lot.
Hi, I'm Todd.
It's a sad episode.
Not nearly enough, though. Because it's funny every time. I laughed my ass off.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Chad Zumach with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.